Hello, beautiful, sweet world. This is the Making College Come True radio show brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I'm Pastor John McClain here with my favorite part of the show. We have the superintendent of Tucson International Academy, a former Tucson Unified School District educator, the author of the book, Making College Come True, 10 Keys to Success, and the newest talk radio show host in the city of Tucson. Still, I mean, that may change soon, but still are. And in the professional setting, she goes by Dr. Jennifer Herrera.
Yay!
In the lesser professional, semi-professional setting and casual setting, and on the ball court, she's known as Dr. J.
And on the ball court. That's right. I play ball. Believe me, I do.
Yeah.
All right. Yay.
Yeah. So what do you have for us today, Dr. J?
Oh, gosh. We're just kind of still celebrating from last night. Here with us, of course, we have two students that we'll introduce and be talking to later.
Mm-hmm.
But And I have one of the college coordinators with me today, Mrs. Kanyes.
Mm-hmm.
And we're still excited, still in a bit of a joy.
One of the college coordinators, Mrs. Kanyes, or your right hand.
That is correct.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. it is extremely wonderful to have her.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it makes everything work, let me tell you. But the number one thing is we are still celebrating. Last night when we had our Tucson International Academy Senior Student FAFSA night.
Yeah, wow. Senior day. Ooh, raise the roof.
And a lot of schools have like scholarship nights and things like that. But I'm told that we're one of the only schools that actually sits down in the computer lab and all the parents come in with their paperwork, with their tax information and all of their information, and the parents sit there and work with their child to get the FAFSA application in. FAFSA opened October 1st, and so we quickly got in as soon as we can, because the sooner you get your FAFSA application in, the more money you will be qualified for. Because it is first come, first serve in some ways. And so our students, we always get them up and running with FAFSA the first possible week possible.
Mm-hmm.
And so they did. Both of these students that are with me today, seniors, and they got theirs done last night. They may have some follow-up. They're waiting to see what the verdict is, I'm sure, because you submit all your information and then FAFSA emails them directly or to their parents. So it's going to be very exciting to see what they get.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that that's something that is not common in every country. I know that in other countries, they do not have a FAFSA system.
Mm.
They don't have a equal, like anyone can apply type of system. So we're really lucky, you know, that we even have that. And it did make a difference for me. You know, like I've said before, I do have 5 degrees and they were costly. They cost me some money.
Mm.
But I am actually still paying my college debt, but my debt is being paid for me because I have entered into loan forgiveness programs. So I pay zero. So it was a large amount, but I have not had to pay for years. So I'm really thankful for that.
Nice.
And so money, having a financial plan for college, you know, making college come true, that's how you make it happen. You have to have a financial plan.
Mm-hmm.
And it helps because I'm looking at two super smarties who actually have a high GPA and will qualify for a lot of money in other scholarships. So in addition to that, they're going to most likely, hopefully, qualify for some sort of a grant portion of the FAFSA and then be offered a loan portion. So it's not just a straight, like, you apply and you get this money. It's really, nothing's that simple, right? I mean, there's always a few strings. So the string is you have to repay, but the way you can repay it these days is fairly easy because there's so many loan forgiveness programs, and we are experts at that as well. So when you do finish your college degree, you come back and we help you figure out how you're going to pay those debts. And people will often say, oh, I just think it's a shame to get in debt, you know, to get in debt for you know, to go to college. There's a lot of debt. And for some people, it probably isn't smart to go. But for your person who is educated, who is going to be able to hold down a job, who is going to be able to make a difference in the world, college makes a lot of sense because it's for the leadership training. It's for the academic training. That's just a cherry on top because they're already high performers. Mm-hmm. It's also for the opportunities of having just a degree. A degree in anything can be a degree in, you know, we always laugh and say basket weaving, but basket weaving is actually kind of hard, so I'm not even going to use that. But let's say it's in something like liberal arts, which just means you took a bunch of interesting classes and equated to a number of credits that they now give you a degree for it. That is still very, very relevant and valid, and any four-year degree is going to help you. Mm-hmm. People always say, how's it going to help me? I mean, it's not even in anything. I mean, you know, I didn't become an engineer, I didn't become a teacher, I didn't become a specific career. Well, that's the difference between a trade college and a university. A university is a universal type of degree. You're going to learn more than the thing you want to do for the rest of your life. Mm. Well, how is that important? Why should I learn all that? That's just a waste of my time and money. Not really. Not if you're a leader. Because as a leader, you will be dealing with people from all kinds of backgrounds. And if you don't understand a little bit about each of their things that they are involved in, you will not connect with them, nor will you be as good of a leader for them. Mm-hmm. So by taking, you know, classes which to me just seem dumb, like a philosophy. I mean, come on, I don't need a philosophy. You know, that was my thinking back in the day. But uh-huh. I tell you, it caused me to rework my entire religious thoughts. Mm-hmm. And it caused me to ask hard questions like, well, how does this really work? You know, mm-hmm. and what do I actually believe about things? And that clarification never would have come for me if I was not involved in philosophy. Other classes like business, I took business classes and I found out business wasn't for me. It was boring. I thought the details were just kill me now before I have to look at another detailed roster of numbers that I could care less about. Mm. You know, so I just learned my type of leadership was not going to be in the details. My type was going to be more in the overview. Mm-hmm. So then when I went into teaching and I went into some of the arts, I found out that's where I was better. I was a lot better at that. Those areas, because I could see the big picture. I didn't get caught with just the tree. I could also plan ahead because I can see patterns very easy. And that was my gift. So finding that out in college saved me maybe many miserable years and a job that I absolutely would have hated. Mm. Even as much money as you can make. Here's another surprise. Mm. Just because you go to college doesn't necessarily mean you're going to make a ton more money than anyone else mm-hmm. that didn't go to college. There are many good, high-paying jobs that you can get without going to college. But is money really what brings you happiness? It is not. And if you think it is, good luck with that. Mm. Okay, so after you do 30 years at a job you absolutely hate, just see the disposition you're in and see how you're engaging life. Because mm-hmm. I have seen it. I'm a bit older than 30, not much.
Yeah, but it's a couple years.
Yeah, yeah.
You had a birthday recently, I think.
Or 30. But anyway, I definitely can say it's not my experience to see happiness come only from money. Money helps, and it's good to have a better paying job, but it shouldn't be the ultimate, the only thing, and that you sacrifice all just for that bottom line. It's an empty trail. So to have variety and to have some wisdom in it, and that's what I think you get in college. You get exposed to a lot more careers, so when you do land upon one, and you may change your mind a few times, you're going to have a background that's going to serve you the rest of your life. I mean, I love it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we'll talk about all that and more after this break. This is the Making College Come True radio show brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I'm Pastor John McClain here with the Dr. Jennifer Herrera. And if you have a student K-12 that you're looking to make sure that they go to college, go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com, and we'll be right back.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Pastor John McClain with the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Tune in to our show every Sunday at 2 o'clock to hear about the people and organizations doing good in our community. It's about time for some good news. So tune in or go to VeteranRescueMission.org to donate to the show or our homeless veteran ministry, working to end veteran suicide and homelessness in Tucson with your help.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Dr. Jennifer Herrera with the Making College Come True radio show, inviting you to join us every Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. to speak with professionals, educators, and other members of our community to get tips on how to get into college and succeed in college, and also explore the possibilities of getting a college degree. Join us this and every week for Making College Come True radio show, where we can help you make college come true for yourself or someone you love.
Hello and welcome back to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. If you have a student between the ages of K through 12 and you're looking to make college come true in their life, and let's just say, for example, you can't afford a private school or you can't afford a preparatory school, believe it or not, Tucson International Academy can give you that exact same, I want to say exact same, give you a similar experience to prepare your child for college, get your child in college. But it's free. It's free, you say?
It's free, my friend.
Oh, my goodness.
We are actually a public school.
Yeah.
And we're under a lot of guidance and oversight from our wonderful state. And what I can say is I'm just thankful for the opportunity that the state of Arizona gave me a charter, an agreement, a contract to offer education for free to the kids, and I love it.
That's amazing. Yeah, and we have a couple of those, you know, the prodigies out of that very Tucson International Academy with here, which I'm excited because every student that I've been able to talk to, including Mrs. Kanye's son that we had in studio with us, they're just brilliant. You got some brilliant, good character, just some quality human beings that you bring into the studio. So thank you for surrounding me with these type of people, and show my kids the type of character that they could be.
Oh, thank you. Well, I can't say enough good about our students. I mean, really, we're so proud of them. And it's not that any of us, any of our staff, or myself included, or the kids are perfect. It's far from that. We all are very aware that we're not perfect beings, but we also have learned to have grace for one another and to work together. You know, there's some things, you know, you're just not going to agree on with your parents, with your bosses, with your friends even, but it doesn't mean you have to disrupt relationship. You know, you just learn how to have relationship in spite of that, because it isn't necessary requirement for a friendship. Doesn't have to be that you agree with everything. And so, you know, that's how I see it with the kids, because I am still an adult. And I mean, I have reprimanded both of these guys, no doubt about it. And I'm sure I wasn't super polished at it, because I am a little bit on the raw side. It's going to be the real me that comes out. And when that comes out, it's not always really delicate. It's just, what are you doing? Why are you doing that? You know, and maybe a wrong interpretation, or it may be right on. But so that's what I like about our school, is I get to really know the kids. I don't have to pretend I have it all together. I don't, and they know it. They don't have to pretend either. If they didn't do their assignment, they don't have to come up with some lame, my dog ate my homework. They could just say, I didn't get it done. I was feeling kind of moody, or I was tired, or my friends came over and we just didn't get to it. And I say, okay, well, that I can deal with a lot better than the dog eating the homework. And so it's like that honesty and that truth has caused us and allowed us to develop authentic relationships, hopefully also for them not to feel like scared about getting older, because you don't have to fear it. You guys are ready. You are young adults. You're adults already. You're living very maturely. I mean, you may not think so, maybe because you have silly jokes still, but never lose that. That's a part of, you know, you want to keep. But the positive thing is that you are really prepared. Even whatever happens from these next days on, you guys will end up being a success. That's just who you two are in particular. And so that's why we have them on today, because these are like thrivers, overcomers, achievers. And then on top of all that, They're really nice, pleasant people. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I was talking to them before you came in studio, and they were, I could talk to you guys all day long. You guys are super cool. You guys are real fun to talk to and like super smart. So yeah, I'm excited to start asking them some questions and let our audience hear how articulate, how well spoken, how thought out they are. Just, you know, I could go on and on, but please.
Okay. Well, we have with us both are 12th graders this year, and we have Ashley Martinez, and she is here. I know her mostly through sports. She's got to see the good, bad, and ugly of Dr. J. And I've seen her go from like not knowing what to do with the basketball to actually making the high scorer of the game.
Nice.
Even though it was only two shots. But you know what?
Yeah, for those are points.
Those were the only points. This girl made them. It was amazing. But she had so many successes. And Jesus, the same thing. This Jesus, oh my gosh, he's like a rock. Anytime I need help with something, anytime, like not only like physical strength, because he does have physical strength, but like help with kids in particular, it's like, I'll just say, is this how he always is? Because, you know, I know that he wasn't going to beat around the bush. He'll say, well, yeah, he's kind of always like this. Mm. Okay, then it's not special anger towards me. This is just a kid who has, you know, a different disposition. That is healthy, helpful information, and it's all for the good of the community, because I see Jesus as a big peacemaker, someone who helps us maintain the peace at school.
Nice.
And you don't get that very often. Mm-hmm. You know, actually, I mean, I guess we'd have to say the same for Ashley. That is something you both did. So I have Jesus Flores Machado. I don't think I actually said his name. Jesus Flores Machado is also a senior in here. And again, two stellar students.
Nice.
Fire away, my friend.
Nice. Yeah. So I think the big question that Dr. J always likes to ask, and actually I'd like to ask too, is we'll start with you first, Jesus, and then jump over to you, Ashley.
Yeah, right.
When did the idea of college first enter your mind?
Well, the idea of college that first entered my mind was back when I was 14, because, you know, I started to think more maturely, like, what I want to do with my life, you know? That's just started to make me question about how I would, like, you know, just do what makes society happy and all that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It just kind of gave me that thought of, like, ideas of what I want to do in life. I could have been a mechanic or an engineer or a computer programmer, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It just takes some time just to figure out what you want to do in life, you know?
Yeah. Where was that idea introduced? Was it, like, talking with friends or just out and about, or just kind of just through thought?
Well, it just, like, both from my teacher and like my thoughts, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that main important thing, you know. You got to think ahead a little bit before, you know, before you grow up in, like, when you're older, like us, like
like now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah. And are you glad that you had that time to kind of think of it? Because I mean, some kids, like last night, somebody told me they hadn't even thought yet what they wanted to study. I was like, oh my god.
Oh yeah. I'm super glad to have thought about this beforehand, you know. It's very important to, because, like, at this point in life, like, when you're 18, you know, you're, like, still thinking about what you want to do in life. And it's hard to think about it. And you're so far ahead in it into adulthood, too. It just makes it harder for yourself at times. But once you get into it early, you'll have it ready.
Nice. Yeah, you got the time to think it through, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And what about you, so Ashley? Good. When was the idea of college first introduced to you?
Well, my brother was a big inspiration for me.
Nice.
And then, because he was just a really overachiever. Mm. And then when I saw him graduate college, and just how happy he was that he made that success, it just made me want to go too.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, that's good to hear. We don't hear that too often. Really.
Yeah. And family stuff does motivate. Now, like, I know last night, again, we talked a little bit, and it's like a heritage in your family, like, to go to college. And they even mentioned a certain college. You want to say? What's the college that most of your family has gone to?
Oh, the NAU.
Yeah, NAU.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which NAU likes TIA people. So
oh, yeah. They always do.
They usually offer us a lot of full ride scholarships, because they know how you are. You're ready, you're equipped, you're able, you're mature. I mean, wow, and now you've been on the radio, so you're famous. Add that to your resume, would you?
Nice. Yeah, absolutely.
It's kind of exciting. So I didn't really want to interrupt, but I mean, I'm just so excited about all the things that they're doing. But so you heard about college. Do you feel like did you have that time with Mr. Beebe, who is our current college coordinator?
And we'll have them answer that question after the break.
That's right. We're down to time already.
Yeah.
So, all right, well.
We'll have you'll hear about all that and more after this break. This is the Making College from True Radio Show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. Yeah, that's Tucson International Academy, the school that is making college come true. Go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com if you're looking to make college come true in your child's life.
Are you considering going back to college? Do you know someone who is? Then Making College Come True is the book for you. This in-depth book, authored by Dr. Jennifer Herrera, local educator and superintendent of Tucson International Academy, takes what may seem to be a difficult task and gives a simple rundown on how to make college come true for yourself or a loved one. Get your copy of Making College Come True on Amazon or at TucsonInternationalAcademy.com today.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com. to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
Welcome back to Making College Come True Radio Show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I'm Pastor John McClain, here with Dr. Jennifer Herrera, the superintendent of that very Tucson International Academy.
Yes, I'm here. Woohoo! Yeah.
And we have two of the stellar students from Tucson International Academy here in studio with us. They were just stretching their legs, showing us their chops a little bit before we went to break, showing us how exquisite they are in that whole speaking thing. And I look forward to kind of find out more. Before we went to break, we were talking about with Ashley. She's an NAU Heritage person. And but I spoke to Ashley before the show, and I know that she has other places in mind of where she would like to go to college. So I extend the question to both of our prime pupils that are in prime studio pupils with us. I know I'm going to try to just with the words today. I'm trying to go all out because we got some star students here. What college are you guys considering? And then we'll go from there. Like, what are you considering doing within it? And I'll start with you, Ashley.
Okay, well, I'm considering NAU, GCU, and Embry-Riddle.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, the NAU is hoping either maybe business or like something like that. And then Embry-Riddle, I was thinking maybe cybersecurity.
Nice. Oh, yeah.
Okay. You're so high speed. Man.
No, but tell them my favorite thing that I hope you do.
Oh, so you're becoming a teacher.
Yes. Okay. Yes. You're hired.
Wow. You are one of the casualties that has crossed Dr. J's path, and she's trying to convince you to become a teacher. Yeah.
John starts person. Next week.
Yeah. I don't even want to tell her that I'm going registered again for the U of A next semester.
Oh, so. That's wonderful. Wonderful.
Yeah, because she'll
congrats.
Be by the time I graduate, she'll be like, good, yeah, you start teaching on Thursday.
Yes.
Yeah,
no. Your position is waiting for you.
And what about you, Jesus? What do you have in store for you in regards to the colleges you're thinking about and what you want to do with it?
Well, I'm thinking about the University of Arts, LA Films, and Embry-Riddle as well, because my life goal is to do animation all out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah,
that's a fun area. And you know, animation is just going to get bigger and bigger because we're just so connected to the internet and to
and plus technology. We're so far in the future, you know, almost like we have bunch of technology, advanced technology as well, you know? And I feel like I want to be a part, I'd be good at animation. Mm-hmm. It's been my, like, life to do animation. You know, I do little sketches right then and there, but, you know, if I get on, like, a drawing pad and the computer, mm-hmm. I feel like I can do more. And it just came my inspiration, my goal in life.
Oh, that's interesting. Awesome.
That's actually what I was going to ask you next, Jesus, is, you know, what inspired you to choose this path? And, you know, granted, knowing that, you know, just because you choose it now doesn't mean you that's what you got to stick with 10 years from now. You may change your mind, figure into something else. But what inspired you to kind of go down this path as of now?
What inspired me of this path is just whenever I watch a movie, like an animated movie, or play some type of video game, I always get into it. Like, I'm like, I always feel like I'm actually in there, especially in the game part, because not a lot of games, you're not usually into it sometimes. But, you know, once you find that specific one for you, and that just clicks in your mind and it's just mind blowing, it's just that inspirational.
Mm-hmm. And the idea that you could do that for other people is...
Yeah, just make that entertainment for everyone else. That inspired me.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Nice.
That's whole environments that they get to create. I mean, I went to the Animal Kingdom over in Florida this summer, and we went on the, what is it, the virtual ride where you're like in another world. Mm-hmm. Holy cow. I mean, I was like, yeah, right, whatever, I'll go on the ride because my daughter wanted to go. And I got in there and you had to like sit on something like a horse, and I'm like, oh yeah, like it's a horse, I'm going to take a horse ride. No, it wasn't a horse, we were on a dragon. And you, by the end of the ride, you felt like you were on a dragon. You were so like... I didn't even have words. And I thought, oh my gosh, that's what you can create if you are doing animation. I mean, you can create whole dream worlds, like total spaces where it gives you a different experience.
And, you know, it's amazing what you can do with that, you know, with that technology and that kind of artistic mind in the world.
Nice. Yeah, amazing.
Yeah, and what about you, Ashley? What inspired you to kind of pick this field or this path to go down?
I would say my family inspired me, and also the role models at TIA, which has been awesome.
Right. You get an A+.
Yeah, that's the right answer. Yeah, there we go. Someone just got extra credit. Nice.
Happy for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
No,
I guess the you know, an obvious question would be, what are your feelings and you know, graduating high school and attending college? You know, what feelings are you experiencing right now? I'll start with you, Ashley.
Oh, well, it's nervous but also exciting just for the new opportunities and experiences, you know.
Yeah, I was telling, we were talking last night, remember we were talking about if you went to the honors program at NAU, and like you can have different experiences at a university, and that's something we talk a little bit about, but we'll be talking to you a lot more about. You can go to NAU and totally live like in a dorm and just go to classes and spend a lot of time walking and you know, you can still study at the library, wherever you want to study and all that. And it's a good experience, but at NAU too, it really at all universities, they have like a specialized one where you can be an honors student. And so I know Ashley in particular has an extremely high GPA. She would totally qualify. And
she looks like she has a big brain.
Yeah, I know. And she would be able to live in like a little bit above average dorm with a bunch of other smart people who aren't just there to party, that are there because they want to protect their brain waves and they may, you know,
just to study.
You
like get the work done, you know. It's always good idea just to be on task, you know. And you know, it's a little bit good to get things done early so that way you have more free time for yourself, you know.
That's right. That's so right. And then with that free time, you'll have more options of what to do with it, because in college you're going to make new friends. Like if you do the animation thing, you know, you're going to hook up with different anime groups, maybe even cosplay. I mean, you'll be getting your inspirations from different, probably from different conferences and things that are happening, and you go with friends and then you brainstorm those ideas together and you go beat them out into some sort of a software program.
Yes.
Holy cow, that's where it all starts. And then you may even go into business with those people later, and that's the beauty of it. You will connect, you will use one another to stimulate ideas, and that's the juice, that's the excitement, that's like the extra cherry on top if you go to university and live there, because you're immersed in a society, in a temporary community that is all about just that, Because when you come out, it's not all about that. There's all kinds of, you're like, what? Yeah. I can't believe adults really aren't that mature. You know, you're like, what happened here? It's roles turned around. So
yeah, but it's just like the adults are kind of like us in their own way, you know?
That's right. We don't really grow up much more than how you are right now.
Mm. Yeah.
I say that a lot, and that's really true. It's not a bad thing.
I'm a 38-year-old, 18-year-old for sure.
That is right.
Yeah, no questions asked. Well, we will be back with more goodness from these jolly little students. This is the Making College Come True radio show brought to you by Tucson Air National Academy. I'm Pastor John McClain here with Dr. Jennifer Herrera, also known as Dr. J. Woot woot. And we'll be right back.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Pastor John McClain with the Common Good radio show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Tune in to our show every Sunday at 2 o'clock to hear about the people and organizations doing good in our community. It's about time for some good news. So tune in or go to veteranrescuemission.org to donate to the show or our homeless veteran ministry, working to end veteran suicide and homelessness in Tucson with your help.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
And welcome back. This is the Making College Come True radio show brought to you by Tucson International Academy. Yes, that's the Tucson International Academy with four different campuses around the city of Tucson. Yes, that's the Tucson International Academy that has helped make college possible for hundreds of students that are pillars of their communities all over the United States. And yes, that's Tucson International Academy. That's a free charter school that if you go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com that you can register your student for to make college come true in their life.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right on, guys.
Isn't that Tucson International Academy? I'm right, thinking about the wrong place.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're talking about the right place and the right time and all of that, because right now, the way our world works is if you can have a degree, it actually is more than just an academic certificate. A degree from a university, it says for 4 years you jump through hoops, you learned things you never would have learned just living, you know, at home or in your similar same environment as you've been in high school. It means that you've learned how to transport yourself, because you can't always count on someone when you're far away from home. You will have learned how to transport yourself, you will have learned how to have a bank account and to manage funds and to make sure you take care of your body. I mean, all of those, you think that's just a given, but it's not. I can't tell you how many adults go through horrific times because they think they're dying, but then someone finally says, well, what? Tell me what you're eating every day, and they're just not eating right. And so when they start eating right, all of a sudden they don't feel so bad, so now they're able to produce and to have their job. So, yeah.
I was going to say, plus, it kind of sets them in the right mindset, you know? Just to kind of get them out into the world, you know? Make them better themselves, you know? They just need that little push. Just that.
Right. You know, and then, you know, we adults who've already done it, we're so afraid we're going to push you too hard. You know, we're like, we have to find that balance. So, I mean, a lot of grace. If you guys can show a lot of grace to your parents, to us, to any adult who's kind of saying it. But, man, you really ultimately will not regret it. You just, if you're having a trouble in an area, what are you going to do? Tell me that one. This can be a little bit of a test. What are you going to do if you get sick at university and your mom's not right there to notice and to take your temperature and to take care of you? How do you take care of yourself?
Well, that's kind of a tricky one, because if you don't have anyone, like close friends or relatives, especially relatives too, because sometimes you could be somewhere out, far out into the world that they can't even come to you. But if you have really close friends by, you know, just ask them to help you out with some things and take you to the doctor.
Right.
It's just good to make connections with people. and just
bingo.
That's key to
that's
life.
That's the
sometimes.
Answer. Mm-hmm. And it's so true. And so if you get good at choosing good people, because you can choose bad people, but mm-hmm. are they the bad people going to take care of you? No way.
No, they're just going to be like, whatever.
Yeah, they're going to be like, you're an inconvenience. You're slowing us down.
Yeah, but they're going to be picking through your pockets while you're sick laying in bed there.
Yeah. Sounds like someone has had some experience.
Yeah.
It's so true. And you don't expect it because you thought everyone's like you, and you find out they're not all nice like you.
Yeah, they just put on like a fake face, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yep. They think that that's the right way, which it is, but they just don't have the sustenance to back it up with truth.
Yeah. So they just try to pull you in as mm-hmm. much as they can to take advantage of you. Just like when you're like really close by them, that's when they'll strike.
That's right. That can't be the case. So you have to be on the lookout for that. At college, it's kind of cool because they do structure your experience at college with checks in place. So living at a college in a dorm, they have a dorm hall manager, and there usually are two. And the two of them check on everybody in the rooms. They make sure they're going to classes. They see how they're doing. They invite them over for game night. They have hall meetings where they talk about, hey, you guys, why don't we make some sort of a thing for Thanksgiving. We could do Friendsgiving right here. What could we do? They brainstorm together.
And that's a good idea,
Yeah.
Even then, if you're by yourself sometimes, that's a good way to be more open,
Yes.
Have events around other people.
Yes.
Get to know them better,
That's for sure. Just can't tell you how many times that hall person just would show up at the right time. And I thought, how did she know I was even having a rough day? That's what they're trained to do. They're trained to keep an eye on everyone. And when you're in the zone, it's just kind of natural. You're just going to see people, you're going to notice things, and you're going to be able to befriend them without making a big deal of it, because you sure don't want to make it a bigger deal than it really is either.
Yeah, it'll just fly by.
That's right.
You just have to go with the flow.
Definitely. Ask anyone who's went to college and see if they thought it took forever or if it was wonderful.
Yeah.
Most of the time they'll say, I don't know if I can say it's wonderful, but it was really fast. It was in and out, and I had no idea that the time would go like that. So cherish every moment.
Yeah. And speaking of college and an organization that makes college come true, we have two students that have, something to compare to Tucson International Academy. And I always think it's very interesting, speaking with students of Tucson International Academy that had been to, a different type of school that wasn't Tucson International Academy. And we'll start with Ashley with this question. What's the difference to you in going to Tucson International Academy compared to what we call going to a conventional school, which I'm assuming that you went to a conventional school prior to Tucson International Academy?
And I'd say, you just get these relationships and just these experiences you wouldn't get at a big school. Mm. You get these really intimate relationships that you wouldn't get with other teachers at big schools.
Nice.
Yeah, no, it's surprising to me. I think she's ridden in every car I've ever owned in all these years. And I would guess Jesus may have even moved my car for me at one time. I don't know. But that's how much we know them, because we truly partner with the kids to get things done that we have. Like, for example, right now we have an organization, The Gap, mm-hmm. that we work with to offer free food to the families that we serve. Mm-hmm. And the kids have, both of you, helped prepare those boxes and hand out.
Yeah, last year. Yeah. We made a lot of progress during that November. We made a lot of food to give out to the people, and it felt really good, getting that much food to give out to the people out there. It just helps them a lot more, and you just feel more happy about it.
Yeah.
Just doing a little bit of good in the world makes a huge difference in that person's life.
Like, it comes right back to you, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's like whatever you give away, you get double back.
It takes time to come back to you, but mm-hmm. It's just that patience.
Yeah, and I mean, like right now, my hip is kind of messed up. I couldn't even carry a box, but I never worry about we can't do that food outreach anymore. We're going to have to just not give it away. Mm-hmm. No, I know the students will help me. I just had to say, hey, Sus, can you go get that box, huh? Ashley, can you please just go tell so-and-so that I need the keys to the car, and could you just move it? If they have their license, of course. But this is one of those things that we depend on one another. And if they see that even when, it doesn't matter if you're in charge of everything, you still have needs and you still need a team. And with the necessity of a team, there's safety. It's like we work together. It gets done one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
People get to step up in the leadership. I mean, I believe you guys brought in 5,000 cans of food food for Thanksgiving last year.
I think it was a little bit more than that.
Even more, maybe. I don't remember. I don't know. Well, we'll see. We'll go back to our records and check, but it's just exciting. I mean, that's a lot for our small school. We're less than 150 kids at that school. And I mean, and that's how many cans we could collect.
Almost like 50 cans per kid there. That's serious business.
Really, it is. It's like, and our parents, I think, went out and bought it. I mean, usually people just go through and see what they want to get rid of and donate and just, that. Not our families.
But, you know, it just, it's kind of good for the parents too, because like they take their time to go to the grocery store and look through the food aisles and see which ones to buy and give to the school.
Yeah, they do. Our parents actually are such partners with us with all those things. And that's why I think we specialize in community. And in that community, we get kids sent to college.
Mm-hmm.
And it does take everybody. I mean, these two, are you going to need your parents to help you through college? I'm not just saying financially, but will you still need the relationship with them?
Yeah.
Yes, of course.
Definitely.
Of course. Nobody is successful by themselves. You always need to have mentors in your life. You need to have your parents.
You always need someone by your side, you know,
always. And so, and you also need to be that for someone, because it's incomplete if it's always just we're needy. But when we are filling that need for another, now you got the whole piece.
It's just a balance, balance between the two.
Yeah.
And I'd ask a question. I send this to you guys. I'll start with you this time, Jesus.
Yeah.
What's been some of the fondest memories you've had at TIA, and like particularly those other students out there, or other, you know, people that are maybe considering go to TIA, like what could they look forward to if they were to be a student at TIA?
What I could say the kids that do come here will look forward to is just meeting the teachers, meeting the kids, because the teachers, oh, the teachers are so lovely. They help you out.
They
help you out with whatever you need, you know. Ask them a question, boom, they're always right there, you know. And the kids there, oh, they're really good kids, you know. You just got to find the right friends to connect with you, like that have like something in common with you.
And all going to college, there's an instant common ground, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I don't know if you guys have been like friends, but you sure have been in school together. So I know you know a lot about each other, and you would be there for one another. I mean, isn't that cool?
Yeah.
That's what I like about it.
Mm-hmm. And what about you, Ashley? What would you, you know, say to someone that's maybe even on the fence considering going to Tucson International Academy?
Oh, when you come to TIA, you become part of a family. It just makes it amazing that the teachers one-on-one with you. They help you. Even my peers in class have helped me, too.
That's nice. So good.
Yeah, we're going to have to can that and turn that into something.
I just need to take both of your words and bottle it up.
Yeah. Which it isn't surprising. I mean, as much as I know that, you know, you guys are students of this lady, and you want to, you know, make a good impression, say good stuff.
I don't even they care anymore.
I've heard this, it's a family thing, so often. I know that you're not just putting on a show. You're not, you know, there's no smoke going on around here.
Nope. Really, Dr. J is a lovely woman to talk to. You know, she helps you out with so much that you don't even know how to repay it back. Like when
don't need to.
Well, still, it'd be nice to repay someone back to help you through half of your lifetime through school.
That's how she always convinces you people to become teachers.
I was going to say, it's true. It actually is a way. You saw your brother pay.
Oh, yeah.
He worked for us for a long time. Yeah. He was so good. Oh, my goodness. And I know you would be, too.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, and then I think the payoff for us, I mean, just to be honest, I mean, I'd love to have you teach, by the way, but... I will say, in addition to that, seeing you succeed and see you happy in life and seeing you navigate the ups and downs of life, because we understand you're going to have some ups, you're going to have some downs, but seeing you be successful through it and not give up, boy, that's the payoff. There's the payoff. When we see that, we go, oh, I love those guys.
And when you give us that confidence, it just makes us really go for it.
Awesome.
It just makes us really like happy and all that.
We see a lot of kids, and we can easily say they're gonna make it. You're gonna make it.
I'm proud of you guys, and I'm excited to see what the future has in store for you. Well, this is the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. That was Ashley Martinez and Jesus
Flores Machado.
Yeah, here with us. Those are star students. Look out for them in the big screen.
It's
we'll catch you next week. God bless.
Do you have some gently used clothes? clothes, furniture, or vehicles that you'd like to donate to an organization that's helping connect our local veterans to housing, benefits, and the services they need to transition into civilian life? Then come to Veteran Thrift at 2241 North Oracle to donate your goods, time, to shop, or to take advantage of our free item program every Friday. Veteran Thrift, with your help, can get unhoused veterans the help they need.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Pastor John McClain with the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Tune in to our show every Sunday at 2 o'clock to hear about the people and organizations doing good in our community. It's about time for some good news. So tune in or go to veteranrescuemission.org to donate to the show or our homeless veteran ministry, working to end veteran suicide and homelessness in Tucson with your help.